All right, we're back now. Do we have to take a break, or can we go to this line two?
We want the traffic report.
Let's go to line two, and it's an emergency call that we will accept because you, sir, have what?
I have the traffic report.
Let's hear it.
The original Angel?
Yes, it's not the greatest quality, but it's there.
Well, okay. Let's try it. If it's real bad, we'll just hang up.
Okay, here it goes.
All right, this is how it goes down. Let's go to Unit 1 now. This is Miles Albert, Unit 1, 35W, eastbound. Yes, we have large amounts of traffic. Yes, traffic is moving slowly. Yes, you can expect a 15 to 20 minute delay. There are Unit 2. John McCandlin, Unit 2, line to 494. The traffic's really stacking up for Max's happy hour. You better avoid the whole area. Y'all better go down to Unit 4. This is the Boomer. Boom Boom Jeffrey on in Unit 4. A lot of car in the area on the freeway. You know something, fellas? It seems today that the youngster, they just can't drive like the old timer and all of the unit. Let's go, speaking of unit, Unit 5.
Right here, Boom Boom. Thank you. Traffic moving slowly out on 694 northbound. You can expect a 5 to 7 minute delay. Now to our Unit 6.
This is Coach Allen. Unit 6. Here the 494 strip where Boomer sees has been swerving back and forth and making unexpected lane changes. It would be good for you people to avoid the area. I don't know what this guy, I don't know what he's doing out there. Let's go to our Unit 7. Thank you. Hi again, everybody. Jackson. Oh boy, 35 eastbound. Oh, check that. Make it Highway 12. Oh boy, we're out of traffic, I tell you. Oh boy, you talk about traffic. Highway 12. You talk about ramps backing up. Oh, you talk about wreckers dragging cars over an inch. Oh, it's just a night. Good night to stay in the sports talk. Oh, let's go to our Unit 8.
Hi again, everybody. From Quincy, I am at Goody Junction near downtown St. Paul, where traffic seems to be moving okay. And I'll tell you, come on through because he looks pretty good.
A winter vacation may make the difference between barely surviving the cold and snow and making it through Minnesota's worst with your sanity intact. Travel Pursuit has the flexibility and service to make your vacation a truly memorable experience. Flexibility to get you the lowest airfares for the dates and times you wish to go and return. And service, like on-site representatives, to make sure it's the relaxing getaway you intended. Whether it's golfing in Arizona, a family trip to Florida, a fiesta in sunny Mexico, or anywhere else you want to go, Travel Pursuit will book your flight, have a rental car waiting, and you can stay at a resort condominium for up to 25% less than hotel rates. Don't wait for the first snowfall. Call Travel Pursuit now for first choice on winter travel accommodations. Travel Pursuit, 476-2323. Travel Pursuit, 476-2323.
The big night is coming this Sunday, 6 p.m. The time, KSTP News Plus Radio, the place. And here in our studios, Pat Royce and Joe Souchere are issuing the challenge.
That's right, Mean Gene. Joe and me are sick and tired of all this milquetoast garbage on the radio. And we're going to put a stop to it once and for all. Like my partner said, Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m., we'll argue any kind of sports with anybody brave enough to call in.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Quite a challenge from Pat Royce and Joe Souchere, the bad boys of Twin City Sports. They say a show like this couldn't be done. Sunday night sports talk from KSTP, News Plus Radio 1500.
It's amazing.
Remember that?
It's amazing what we would do.
Who was the guy?
That wasn't really Mean Gene.
Well, we called
the guy
Mean
who
Gene.
Did a Mean Gene impersonation.
Sunday night, too, and that was 3 hours.
Yeah, but I think that was just... Yeah, that's right. That's from the old Sunday night 3 hour shot.
Hey, do you want to take this emergency call from
Here's
Doggy?
Here's an emergency call.
Doggy Perez?
Hey.
This is our anniversary show, Doggy.
Yeah, well, this is the 50th anniversary of my first big league at bat. Good idea to call you.
Yes.
Hey, that rabbit man, he did not last too long, huh?
No, he's gone, Doc.
No, a lot about pitching. You know, they got the ERA higher than my college board score.
That, did you ever, you know, he managed down there in the Caribbean. Did you ever run across him, Doggy?
Yeah, he do a good job down there, too. Have 9 guys hit 30 home runs, finish last.
Doggy, doesn't look, the Reds have a big series coming up. What do you think? You got a chance to catch those Houston?
We would have had a chance, except little number 14, little Judy, man. Took himself out of the lineup 1 month too late for all the Cincinnati guys.
See, I looked a statistic up, Doggy, or someone told it to me, with little Judy on base, you have hit .401 for your career.
That's right, because I try not to look at him. He's so ugly, I concentrate on the pitch.
See the ball. You see the ball real good.
You see the ball good, swing good. I'd be hitting like this 5-6 more years if I Joe Knox will tell me.
Hey, Doggy, I bet, you know, it's kind of a couple old-timers like us. We've been on the radio now 3 years. It's nice talking to another old-timer on our anniversary.
Oh, I'm not that old, you know. Don't give me that stuff, man. All the people say, you know, they come up to me, they say, Doggy, you know, ain't it time to get on the horse and ride out of town? I say, hey, man, I put my career RBI up against anybody, even though I had the little Gary Coleman, man, Joe Morgan on base all the time. You know, say that's a big deal, but he's so slow, I had to hit it in the river to get
the guy didn't make too many sacrifices either. He never moved the other runners along like you did, Doug.
Oh, no, at first base, he tried to ping the ball into left field for batting average. You know?
Mm-hmm. Never drink.
Call the writer with the MVP batted out to dinner.
Well, Doggy.
You know, I saw the commercial the other day with Pete and the little girl eating the candy bar in the box seat. You know, he's swinging and missed a couple of times because the girl's crunching on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And not the only time he's been distracted by a girl.
That's happened before.
That's right. They make all kinds. Girl make any kind of noise. He look over. go to the dugout. Then at the end of the thing, he hit home run.
Yeah.
And that show you can't believe nothing on TV.
That's right. You can't.
Then he put it in the trunk of the car and drive it to Kentucky by the time he got around the bases. You know what I mean?
Oh. Doggy, just hearing you makes me want to be a sports writer again.
Well, you know, we need a new sport writer because I got to go to Cooperstown, you know.
Yeah.
These people, they...
You're going to have to beat on the door now.
Say, do we have any Mo in these highlights?
They vote for Mike Schmidt and all these people that, you know, never done nothing.
Hey, well, we better say hello to Mo if we don't have him on the highlights there. Is Mo around?
Yeah, this is a highlight show. We better just have a quick word with the Mo man.
Let me get Mo. He's the only man here older than I am. Hello?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Hello?
It's been nice having you join us for these two, well, almost 3 years.
Being on that show, that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's right. It kind of changed your whole philosophy of life. You become a less selfish person, and you share more with the world around you.
I got me a new career.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a singer.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you singing?
I work hard for the money. Work hard for the money.
Mo, you might have to get a little more animated in your singing, dude.
Well, I'm just working on it, you know.
Do you dance?
Oh, man, I can dance. You ever know one of us that can't dance?
That's right, Mo.
Well, if you sweat as much dancing as you do when you're playing, you're going to make an awful mess someplace.
They put me on dance fever. I sweat so much I got the scarlet fever.
Mo, we're looking forward to when does camp start, Mo?
Oh, camp start here in a couple of weeks.
You going to report on time, or you going to take a little time off?
No, man, I work hard.
Mm-hmm.
For the money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that needs me some more money.
All right. Well, you and that other old guy go out and have a good time tonight, Mo.
Yeah, we're going to go listen to the opera.
Okay, Mo, thanks.
All right.
See you.
Thanks. Oh, Mo has been a real highlight to this show.
And Mo and Doggy are threatening to get together next week with a new fella, Frank Broyles, who's going to give us a little analysis of that Gopher-Oklahoma game
that's right.
Coming up Saturday.
Mo started calling here, I don't know, not the first of this incarnation, not the first year, but it had to be the second year.
It's amazing what a laid-back, refined character Moe's become from his more raucous early days.
Well, plus it's amazing that he just degenerates. No criticism. There hasn't been one call of complaint about Moe.
Well, this is a nice white Minnesota. The Tribune has a new black sports writer, Tony Moat.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Moat's a black kid and going to make it big as a sports writer, I'm sure. But he was down in Glenville covering the game that ended the 70-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Of course, that became the big national story that Glenville did in their losing streak. The story should have been that a black guy was in Glenville. I mean, it's been a lot longer than the 70 games out there in rural Mitty.
Did Dennis ever do a highlight show, Anderson?
I don't know. It's got to be quite a culture shock, though.
Yeah, yeah. Half the town stopped just to see Tony.
Oh! All right, here's Dennis.
Then when we come back, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Well, when Minnesota's duck season opens at noon October 4th, one duck, the canvasback, will be off limits. I'll talk about it right after this.
The Lab Store opens up the door. To all the places you are looking for, we have wraps for your wall and gloves for your hall. The Lab Store has them all with service wall to wall.
Before you head out this fall, check out the Map Store's complete selection of topographical maps. All the prime hunting and fishing areas around the Twin Cities and the state for only $3 each. And they have county-by-county atlases that make great gifts. The Map Store can also laminate your maps for field use. The Map Store, 339-4117, 339-4117.
Well, when Minnesota's duck season does open at noon October 4th, that's a Saturday, of course, a canvasback duck will be completely protected, not only in Minnesota, but in most other states as well. The canvasback population has suffered a serious decline in recent years, except those populations that migrate through and winter in the western states and in Mexico. The decline is chiefly due to long-term loss and deterioration of breeding and migratory habitat, and the recent extended drought in Canada that has crippled reproduction. A closed season on canvasbacks should reduce mortality on this year's young and ensure an increase in next year's breeding population, according to wildlife officials. However, to avoid shooting a canvasback by mistake, and again, that will be breaking the law this year in Minnesota, hunters must be able to identify it. The can is a large duck, about the size of a mallard, and surprisingly, at certain angles, canvasbacks resemble mallards when approaching the hunter's decoys. The can is a fast wing beat and a rapid direct flight without dipping and weaving. In the male or drake canvasback, the white back, belly, and upper wing surface present the greatest expanse of white of any duck, a feature that can usually be seen under most hunting conditions. The female is gray-brown in overall appearance with the gray coloration dominating the upper wings and back. Other features hunters can watch for are the feet extending beyond the tail and the wedge-shaped head sloping upward from the tip of the long bill, which gives the bird a profile unlike any other duck. For Talk Radio 1500, I'm Dennis Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to tonight's game. For the Minnesota Twins, nobody. The first baseman, number 4, Sherm Boehm. At second base, number 3, Oscar Holman. The left fielder, number 10, Wally Carbo. The right fielder from the Florida League, number 5, Robert Madsen. The center fielder, number 6, Don Delfiaco. The third baseman, batting ninth, batting left-handed, switchbat, batting right-handed, Crane Witten. From the east side, number 7, Victor Tedesco. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, number 12, Pinkas Zuckerman. The catcher for the Twins, number 14, Dino Spratt. Tonight's bat boy and ball boy, Jerry and Ken Boschwitz. And the manager for the Minnesota Twins, number 30, Clarence Nimmerfeld.
Oh, man, was that fun.
There's the Bob Casey.
Oh, that's a friend of Speedy's that did that. Oh. Years ago, he did. Might have been from Sunday night. In fact, I'm convinced that was from Sunday night.
I think it was.
You know,
that was one of the tragedies of the move. We did lose some of our regular contributors who have to work during the week, such as Elmer and Ernest.
Well, there was a guy. Remember back in the Sunday night days, there was a guy named Jim. Not Jimbo. There was a guy named Jim. And he'd call us invariably in the first 10 minutes of the show from a phone booth. And he was real witty and charming and all that stuff. And he was funnier than hell. And he'd call us from a phone booth. And then, I mean, he's totally disappeared. Uh-huh. He's gone. Speedy will only call us. We expect to hear from Speedy this autumn as we get deeper into autumn. In the winter, he won't call during the summer. He's prowling up and down the east there.
Fishing made in Germany guy, we lost him somewhere along the way.
Well, one of those guys is now a DJ somewhere in L.A. Remember somebody was telling us that?
Well, that's some people just got upset that we went from, well, first we went from Sundays to unemployment, and then we went to Mondays, and they wanted us back on Sundays or not at all.
Sometimes, listening to this stuff, I'm inclined to get serious, and yet that's not what we're supposed to do. I mean, that's not why this show has ever been fun, is because we ever get serious or reflective. But when I think back how we ended up together, and some of the things, why this show might appeal to people, that's when I tend to get serious and reflective. But it's best probably to only do that when you're driving around in the car and not talk about it on the air.
I know what I'm looking forward to, actually, to talk about being seriousness is when would it be? When we do our Saturday morning sports talk highlight show.
Brother, how can you put one together?
That one will breeze along. I think what we should do is just play a tape of that show we had a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, man.
It's a highlight show.
If you consider the media this giant cliche that's become the media, and if you narrow it down to the Twin Cities media, prior to two goofballs, didn't have to be us, could have been any other two, but if they would have gone on the air and do this, the neatest discovery that I've made doing this show is finding out that the audience that I always thought was there is there. Get what I mean? I mean, the ones that you're talking about winking, that all this stuff is just a smile, it's just a wink, and most of it's just nonsense, and it's absolutely pure entertainment. I'm talking sports now. There's a lot of people in powerful positions in the Twin Cities media who do not want to recognize that audience.
Yes, that's true.
And this, when you just call after call after call of these people that pick up on this nonsense, they obviously exist. That whole audience exists. And if it wasn't, if we didn't go on the air to find that out, there would still be the notion, more prevalent than it is today, that audience doesn't exist. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes marginal sense.
Well, then clean it up for me.
Speaking of some goofballs, let's listen to Ken Herbeck.
Well, this was highly requested. Yes. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Lifestyles.
This is Robin Leach for Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. The action-packed, Lenafield world of professional sport can turn a talented athlete into a carefree millionaire faster than a cold strike three. For Minnesota twin Kent Herbeck, it took just over 3 years to go from a minimum wage rookie to a multi-millionaire superstar whose contract is worth an estimated $6 million. Born and raised in Minnesota, this homegrown hero has a free run of the Minneapolis area and is rapidly learning the benefits of being a big fish in a big pond.
Yeah, I grew up here. I like this area. I'd like to spend the rest of my life here.
And what a life it is for the burly first baseman who finished runner-up to Baltimore's Eddie Murray in the American League's 1984 Most Valuable Player balloting.
0-for-1 in this game as he took a called third strike in the first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is waved at, and Herbie strikes out again. So he's 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. And Tanana.
On the field, the 6'4" Herbeck is a whirling dynamo of power and perfection. His slashing swing and towering home runs have struck the fear of God into American League pitchers like Tom Seaver, Ron Guidry, and Mike Gubazov. Baseball insiders say Herbeck's skyrocket ride to superstardom made Jim Palmer choose modeling underwear over furthering his pitching career. Herbeck's lightning quick reflexes on the right side of the infield give him a gold glove potential, and Twins millionaire owner and Berlitz impressionist Carl Pohlad reason to smile. The relaxed, easygoing Herbeck has this to say about his baseball skills.
Yeah, I'm a big guy that plays like a little guy.
Off the field, Herbeck plays like a Hollywood jet setter on the fast lane track to the good times. Minneapolis's First Avenue Danceteria, where Prince's blockbuster film Purple Rain was shot, is a popular night spot for the world's upper-class elite. The discoing Kent Herbeck is a familiar sight to the prestigious club's regulars and a much sought-after partner by superstars such as Madonna, Brooke Shields, Tatum O'Neill, Joan Collins, and Liberace.
I like to dance. I'm a pretty good dancer. I guess I'm just a white guy that dances like a black guy.
After shaking his booty with the best in the world, Kent Herbeck finds the comfort of his $35,000 Mercedes-Benz 500 SEL a welcome sight. An automobile expert, Kent Herbeck has signed a long-term contract to make promotional films for internationally respected John F. Kennedy Transmission. Kay Morris has directed several of Herbeck's brilliant commercials.
I think the reason Kent is such a dynamic actor is because he's truly a beautiful, warm, caring human being. The public can feel this, you know. He really loves his work. He puts everything into his roles. When he's on the set, he's all business. It's a beautiful experience working with Kent Herbeck.
And it's a beautiful experience fishing with a man like Kent Herbeck. His $250,000 luxury helm lies on the shores of the exclusively exotic Lake Minnetonka. Here, Kent Herbeck relaxes in his $8,000 Crestliner bass boat, swilling beer and swatting mosquitoes as his 85 horsepower Mercury inboard pushes him through the water in search of Minnesota's glamorous northern pike.
Yeah, I'm just a city guy that fishes like a country guy, you know?
And he bowls like a dock worker. During the off-season, Kent Herbeck can be frequently found in Bloomington's celebrated Airport Bowl, knocking down pins with the same efficiency he knocks out line drives. The guest list of Herbeck's bowling partners includes such megastars as Burt Reynolds, Roger Moore, Julio Iglesias, and Prince Charles. All who have bowled with Kent Herbeck have enjoyed Kent's famous sense of humor and even more famous consumption of beer.
Yeah, I'm a fat guy that drinks beer like a horse.
Of course, everything isn't fun and games for this dynamic sultan of the easy life. A quiet night of wining and dining his stunning bride-to-be atop of Lake Minnetonka's elegant Lord Fletcher's restaurant is Kent Herbeck's answer to a peaceful night out. Lord Fletcher's $35 steaks and $7 bottled beer put Kent Herbeck and his lovely fiancée shoulder to shoulder with all of Minneapolis's beautiful and affluent. It's a place he likes to be.
And Herbeck gets a soft line drive here to scramble for the out. Didn't hit it well.
Of course, the best place for Kent Herbeck is the baseball diamond, where his hitting, fielding, throwing, and running make him a precious jewel in the crown of the major leagues.